Hey, this is Chef Casey from Chef Salty Pork. You're listening to Too Many Podcasts with Jim the Podcast Sherpa. Make sure to check his channel out, and let's get cooking.
You're right, Casey. Let's get cooking. Hello, people of the pods, and all of you podsters and podettes out there. Welcome to Too Many Podcasts, the podcast about podcasts. I'm Jim, your PPS, Personal Podcast Sherpa, also known as the man with a face for podcasting. We're back to themes on Mount Podcastia this week, and our theme this week is positivity. So in keeping with the theme, I'd like to notice a few special positive events that have happened within the past few weeks. First off, I was made aware that a very special young lady celebrated her 16th birthday. Her name is Haley Teleska. And Haley, on behalf of this podcast and the people of the pods who may or may not know you, we hope that you had a great day and all the birthdays that come afterward will be just as special. And I know that your family and friends feel the same way. I've met your mom, Lisa, and then your dad, Mark, and they're super nice people. And I know your grandma, Sharon, and grandpa, Tom, and they are as well. And I think that your grandma, Sharon, should run for president in 2020. Tougher than Trump and better than Bernie and Biden. I can just see that on a bumper sticker. Hashtag Grandma Sharon for Prez 2020. You know, it's almost as good a hashtag as Viva la Sherpalution. Second, I recently attended a ceremony in Ridge, New York, honoring the veterans of World War II, the Korean War, the Cold War, and the Vietnam War. My Sherpa dad and my Sherpa uncle were among the honorees, and I was very happy for the both of them. Really helped to remind us that it shouldn't only be Veterans Day to honor the people who made sacrifices to defend our country. It should be all the time. And there are many veterans who've served their country stationed in the Middle East and Afghanistan and other overseas areas as well, and some who still may even be there, and they deserve that honor too. I have quite a few friends and relatives who have served or are currently serving in the military. And although I don't get to say it enough, thank you for your bravery and for serving your country proudly. Okay, on to this week's interview. I was lucky enough to have a talk with Deanne Goodman, the host of the podcast, in Happier News. I found her story to be fascinating, and I think you will too. Plus, I think you'll enjoy her podcast too. It's absolutely worth checking out on your favorite podcast app. And if you don't have a favorite podcast app, go get one or you're going to miss out on the positivity. All right, let's get to some Sherpa chat, shall we? I'm going to introduce my guest today with a story that has nothing to do with my guest. But if you bear with me, you'll understand why. Back in 1984, there was a band from England called Frankie Goes to Hollywood. They were a bigger smash in England than they were in the US. You might remember that song, Relax, if you grew up in the 80s. Anyway, there was a song on their debut album called Welcome to the Pleasure Dome, and the song was called Two Tribes. And one of the last lines in the song is, "Are we living in a land where sex and horror are the new gods?" Certainly was a prophetic line, given the nature of today's media. You can't escape a day without hearing about a bombing, a shooting, a scandal, or a crisis. Enter my guest today, Deanne Goodman, who hosts the podcast In Happier News. It's a compilation of upbeat and inspirational news stories. Having checked out the show, I can say this is a podcast that will put a smile on your face. Welcome to Too Many Podcasts, Deanne.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
All right, why don't you start off and tell the audience a little bit about yourself.
Okay, absolutely. So I was born in the 80s when that song came out, or was popular, I guess I should say. But about myself, so I am a journalist, and I started in TV news and was definitely chasing all those negative stories. And that's kind of the culture of that news industry, because that's what gets more advertisers. And it's not a bad thing to know that there are bombings and shootings happening. I think it's good to be very well aware of what's going on in your world. But at the same time, it can kind of drain you. And what happened was, I was a young reporter and I was trying to break my way into the larger markets, and all the news directors wanted to see more of the hard-hitting stories. So I just would hope and pray every day that something bad would happen so that I could cover it. And I ended up, without knowing it, covering the fatal accident of my biggest fan, who had sent me an email when I first started at the station at a time when I was really lonely and kind of didn't feel very validated. And she had said that she really enjoyed watching me on the news, and that email like meant the world to me. So unknowingly, I was at her death at a fatal accident, and I ended up celebrating her death and being excited that the accident was a fatal. And Still didn't know it was my biggest fan. And then months later, I was covering another story and decided to do a story about all these roadside memorials that I was seeing on a dangerous stretch of highway near where she had passed away. And when I started calling people to see if anyone was interested in being part of the story, everyone was hanging up on me. No one wanted to talk to me. And an older man answered the phone and he said that, "I don't want to talk to you, but I'll put my daughter on." And his daughter got on the phone and I said, "You know, does by any chance does your mom have a roadside memorial?" And she paused and she said, "This is Deanne from KTVZ." She said, "My mom was your biggest fan." And when I looked at the script, I saw her mom's name and it was the name that I remembered from that email and everything just clicked. And I was like, wow, my biggest fan was who I was celebrating dying that day. And my biggest fan was like an amazing person. Like, how could I do that? You know? So it was like the universe and God and everyone kind of giving me this giant wake up call of, this isn't who you want to be. This isn't who you are at your core. And I wish I could say like that day, I was like, no more negative news, I'm done. But it certainly didn't happen that way. It took a long time and a lot of processing of like, okay, why did she come into my life all these times? Like, what's the message? And I finally understand it loud and clear. And that message is to carry on her legacy and to spread positivity and talk about the positive news and the positive stories. So I've made it my mission to only focus on the good. And I've been doing that now for about 10 years, maybe a little less, probably maybe about 8 years, where it's been my complete focus. And I'm just a happier person. You know, I don't, when I worked in the news industry, I wanted to drink all the time, like margaritas every night of the week. And now I don't feel that need. So it's been my mission. And I do a lot of positive videos that give back. And then most recently, I launched a podcast in October. And that's been just like wonderful, like selfishly for myself, because I get to surround myself with positive news stories and share them with everybody. And then it puts me in a better mood as well. And I think it's just one way to help spread positivity in this world.
Absolutely. And I got to tell you, I was listening to some of your shows and I found myself smiling as I was listening to your shows. It's like, there is definitely a positive vibe, you know, and it's definitely like, I like having people on the show that I can recommend their podcasts. So, and this is, you know, this is the type of show where if you're having a bad day or something like that, you can come home, you know, just 10, 15 minutes out of your day, pop on your podcast and you'll feel a lot better. Just have that positive vibe just coming right back at you.
Exactly. And that's why I keep them short and sweet. And I scour the news and I try to find a lot of the stories that you probably wouldn't hear about, like kind of everyday heroes or maybe like a teenager doing something good in their community. Stories that just don't make the big nightly news, but it's yet something that you might hear and be like, hey, that's really cool. Like, I could do that. Mm-hmm.
And what are your favorite types of stories that you've reported on so far? Any special?
Gosh. I mean, the ones where I'm actually in the field reporting, my favorite stories are anything where I get a hug. So like, I love working with senior citizens because they always give you hugs. I love any story that involves food. I love food. So if I get fed, that's always a bonus. And then for the podcast, my favorite stories are a lot of the pay it forward ones. Anytime like someone does an act of kindness, that's a pay it forward or a random act of kindness, those inspire me the most because I'm like, wow, like they saw this opportunity and they took it. And that chain reaction, that result is always so incredible.
And you're a mom. Mm-hmm. So what do you think is the best way for a parent to teach their children about positivity in the world in the sea of all this negative stuff that floats around us?
Absolutely. So my daughter is 16 months old and we actually have our own show called Growing Up Good. And the show is about teaching kindness at the youngest age possible. So we've been doing this since she was about a year old, but I mean, I've been teaching kindness since day one, but we go out and actually do positive things. So most recently we went to a senior living facility and she just had learned how to walk. So she's like waddling around, handing out roses to all the seniors. And it was like the cutest thing. And it made their day, but it made her day too, because she was getting lots of attention and she doesn't really know what she's doing, but I'm instilling that kindness as young as possible. So I think in this day and age, it's just, you know, I'm still learning motherhood. I can't give expert advice, but I can say like, go and and be that example for your kids and take them places where they can go make a difference. And then how you speak to them. Like I always tell her every day, I'm like, you're so beautiful. You're so smart. You're so amazing. You're so this, you're so that. And it's just like, I'm hoping that that's going to be like the inner voice she hears throughout her life.
Is that Yes. And starting at a young age like that too, when you hear that on a regular basis, that reinforcement is got to do wonders for her, I'm sure.
I hope so.
Yeah. I'm sure by the time when she gets older, she'll have a lot of confidence.
Absolutely. And then I'm pregnant right now. And I always tell this baby, I mean, constantly, I always say happy, healthy baby, happy, healthy baby. I say it all day long. And I did it with Jade too, when I was pregnant, just kind of saying that over and over just to help manifest everything.
And you heard it here, folks. We have a pregnancy announcement on the podcast. First one.
Woo-hoo!
Now people are going to probably start calling me and leaving me emails going, hey, I'm pregnant too. Talk about me on the show. Like, well, if you have a podcast, I will talk to you, okay? That's fair
enough.
There
you go. Yep.
What do you think that the media can do to encourage more positivity?
Yeah, you know, that's a tough one. It's funny because a lot of media, I guess the media, tries a lot to incorporate positive news stories, and people always say, oh, I want to hear the positive. And then they try to do more of it, and what happens is they don't get the same ratings. And so they end up cutting back the positive stories because they need to make money at the end of the day. And these other stories that might be a little more sensationalized make more money. So I think it comes down to the viewers demanding it as well and saying, we genuinely want to see more of this positive stuff, and then actually tuning in to see more of the positive stuff or hear more positive stuff. So like supporting podcasts like mine, or just anytime you see positive stories, like reshare them, because by you resharing them, you're just like spreading that positivity.
Yeah. And it's such a shame because when you think about it, you know, humans, it's more human nature to want to hear good news than bad news. You know, you don't have, you know, a conversation with your friend, and if they tell you something bad, you go, oh, that's great. You know, you're waiting to hear something nice about them. So you can kind of take that with you during the course of the day as well.
But if you think about like when you're driving and there's a bad car accident, it's like your natural inclination is you want to look. And you kind of want to be like, what happened? You know, instead of just like driving and not causing a traffic jam, but we all want to look. So that's also something like whenever I see a car accident now, especially after that incident that had happened to me, I always just like try to say a little prayer or like send some good thoughts for them, or just think like, wow, I hope no one's really hurt, as opposed to like, ooh, what's that over there? Like, that looks interesting.
Yeah. Since you were a news reporter, what exactly is a news cycle? Because I know this kind of ties into like with what gets reported on the news. Is that correct?
The news cycle?
Yes.
You know, gosh, it's been a while since I've done TV news, but I guess, I mean, as far as I could probably explain would be there's ratings periods. So I know that like November is a big time and February is a big time for like ratings, and then a news cycle. I don't know. I'm not sure. I pretty much would just come in every day was a news cycle to us.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know if it had to do with like the kind of like the continuity of certain stories that we hear in the media, you know?
Maybe. I mean, if there's a big story and the competition is all running it, like you better believe like the other station's going to run it too, or the newspaper or the magazine or whatever. I think everyone's kind of trying to keep up with everyone, but also stay different. So yeah, there's definitely stories where it's like, that's all everyone talks about. And then it's like, no one cares anymore. Like, oh, that's yesterday's news. Okay. Right. Now we're on to the next bombing or the next thing. But meanwhile, there's actual families still grieving and still processing, and they're going to be that way for years and years and years. But the American audience has moved on.
That is very true. What do you wish that people understood about the people who deliver the news? I'm sure they probably have a sort of image of you in their heads when they see you on TV. And
I mean, this is just for me personally. You know, I can't speak for everybody, but I would say, and I was, you know, my 20s doing it, and I would say that it's a lot of image, like conscious in this industry, and people would like call the station or write in if they didn't like what I was wearing or how my hair looked, or, you know, and it's like, that's so stupid. Like, why do people care about that? It shouldn't make a difference. And for men, it seems to not make a difference. And if you do watch the news, you know, I don't actually have cable, but when I do, you know, go on station sometimes as a morning spokesperson, or the women are like Barbie dolls and they're gorgeous. And, you know, I'm not faulting them for that. That's amazing. Good for them. But like, wow, like, does it have to be like that? Like, should it be so image conscious? I don't think so. I think it should be about, you know, the quality of what you're reporting. And also just know that every reporter, I think, has really, for the most part, has really good intentions. Like, we go into this industry because we want to share stories, because we want to interview people and we're curious and we want to like do what's best. And that we're not always given the opportunity to do every story we want to do. We're told you go walk to that house and knock on the door of the parent that just lost their child and, you know, with a camera in their face. Like, it's not right. Like, I want to go do that. No, I want to give everyone a hug and, you know, be like, I'll leave you alone. Just grieve, you know, but you're also told like you have to go get the story and you have to at least try. So I think that's something to keep in mind. And then, you know, I just think most news reporters are doing it from a place of love and they do have a good heart. I think just maybe like me, you get desensitized to death and you stop seeing people as people sometimes, because you're every single day covering another homicide, another this, another that. And it's just like, oh, okay, yeah, I'll go cover that homicide. Like even the way I say it, like, it's just a homicide. Like,
you get annoyed to it. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, absolutely. No, it's somebody's like no longer on this planet. Like, there's a bigger, you know, there's a more humanity side to it. So, I think that's just the nature of the beast. And I think it's a very tough job that journalists have.
Was there anyone in particular that inspired you to become a reporter?
You know, no one in particular inspired me. I always loved to talk. And when I did an internship my senior year, I got to shadow some reporters and I just thought, oh my God, you get paid for this? This is like my dream job. And so, and then once I was in the industry, Oprah always was, has still to this day, is a big inspiration for me. And I love the way she interviews people and she really listens. I feel like I'm really good about cutting people off mid-sentence and always thinking in my head of, but she really listens. And I think that's really cool.
Sure. And because, you know, your podcast has to do with a lot of positivity, what inspires positivity in you?
Inspires positivity in me? Oh, gosh. Surrounding myself by positive people helps a lot. So I'm married to like the most positive guy on the planet. So that really helps me. And having, you know, a little daughter, like, not, you know, being a parent's not for everyone. And that is totally fine. Like, go travel the world and eat really good food and you don't need to have children. But having, becoming a mom has like really fulfilled me for sure. Like every day, like every morning, she's so smiley and so giggly and it's so cute. And yes, there's hard times, but that's been huge. And then just being grateful for everything. I mean, gratitude is a big part of my life. I try to every day be really grateful for everything I have. Just the fact that I'm healthy and I'm not sick and I have a bed and a house and, you know, all the things that we take for granted, and it could be way worse. There's a, you know, my problems are first world white girl problems. Like, I'm fine.
Okay. All right. Well, since this show is a show about podcasts, are there any podcasts that you enjoy listening to?
So I'm a podcast junkie for sure, which is part of the reason why I wanted to have a podcast. I listen to so many. You know, interestingly enough, I love like the crime podcast, like the true crime, deep investigative journalism, which is so opposite of positive news. Because listen, when I listen to it, I get so angry. I'm like, oh my God, there's so much injustice in the world. And how could that happen? Like Serial and all those podcasts. So yeah, a huge fan of Serial. I'm always waiting for their next season. I love like Dr. Death. I thought that one was really good. And just like all those crazy ones where you're like, how does this exist in the world? And then I also like the entrepreneurial side of things. So I've started listening to one called Gold Digger. I really like that one. Obviously Oprah being a hero of mine, her Super Souls are always great. I listen to, I'm trying to think of what other ones. Your podcast show is really good. I'm always searching for new podcasts. And when I'm listening to a lot of mom ones too now, which I enjoy just kind of hearing different mom topics being discussed.
Have you ever heard the Oprah Winfrey Masterclass podcast?
Is that a new one that's out?
It's mostly her guests speaking. Oprah kind of in.
Oh, yes, I did. Yeah, I did hear that one. And they kind of like just edit their story together. That one's right. Cool too. Yeah, and it's like they have crazy stories of overcoming obstacles. And yeah, I mean, that lady can do no wrong. She's an amazing journalist. I mean, but yeah, she does a great job with her shows.
It's nice to know she's still blessed with the Midas touch after all these years, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. We have a part of the interview that we call shameless self-promotion. So this is your opportunity to tell everybody where they can reach you. And if you're working on any other projects that you want to promote, here's your opportunity.
Absolutely. Well, since your audience loves podcasts, definitely check out In Happier News and subscribe and tell me what you think about it. And if you have a really good story that involves yourself, you know, send it to me. I'll give you a shout out. I'll highlight your story of all the good you're doing in the world. So that's inhappiernews.com. And that also links to my journalist page. So you can find more information about me, a lot of the videos I do, and you can follow me on Instagram or Facebook as Deanne Goodman.
Fantastic. All right. Well, thank you very much so much for Deanne. Hey, well, I got tongue-tied. Listen to that. Let's go backwards. Thank you very much, Deanne, for coming on the show. Can you lead us out of this interview, please?
Can I lead you out of it? Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Jim, for having me. You are phenomenal as an interviewer. It has been our pleasure, and we hope everyone listening has a great rest of their day.
Deanne Goodman, thank you so much, and congratulations once again. And happy news, folks. Don't forget, listen to it. Put a smile on your face.
Since some of you are new to podcasts, from time to time, we'll do a new segment called Podcast Pointers. If you've heard episode 5, which is titled Podcast 101, we discussed how to subscribe and how to unsubscribe to podcasts you like. Now, what would you do if, say, you wanted to let people know about this wonderful podcast called, let me pick one. Too Many Podcasts. Yes. Yeah, you'll notice if you have a podcast app on your phone or your tablet, you may see a share option. They may be different from app to app, so I can't tell you exactly what it's going to look like on your phone or tablet. So if you don't see the word share, look for an icon that usually looks like a sideways V. All you need to do is click on it, and it will display where this information can be shared, or even people that you can share it with. Let's say, for example, you have a Facebook account. You may see the Facebook logo as one of these options. So if you click the share icon, that little sideways V, what will come up is the Facebook icon and as one of your selections. You would click on it, and the link to whatever show you're listening to should appear on your Facebook page. And if you're familiar with Facebook, it may ask you to say something about your post. So you could write something like, check out this podcast. I bet this Sherpa guy is too cool for Burning Man. Then you'll select post, and voila, you've just shared a link to a podcast. You'll usually see a picture of what you're sharing and your comments when it's done. And depending on where you're sharing, you may see the option to edit the post if you need to. Just keep in mind that the people receiving the link will have to listen to it on a podcast app also if it's not online. You can practice with my show. Let me know if you get stuck. By the way, that's how I let my podcast followers at the Too Many Podcasts page on Facebook know about new shows, whether they're mine or my guests. And now it's time for Sherpa Suggestions. This is the portion of the show where I get to recommend podcasts that fall in line with the theme of the show. And because this week is positivity, here is a couple of other podcasts that you can listen to that'll make you feel good about yourself. Of course, we have In Happier News with Deanne Goodman, we just had the pleasure of speaking with. Also, 10% Happier with Dan Harris. Now, for those of you who may not know who Dan Harris is, he is an anchor on Good Morning America. A few years back, Dan had a panic attack on the air, and after that, he embraced meditation, and he teaches that on his podcasts. There's also Better Than Happy with Jody Moore, who's a life coach and a blogger. Two other shows that feature good news are The Good News Countdown and The Good News Podcast. So it's nice to know that there's plenty of good news to go around and lots of positivity, and your Sherpa is positive about that. Hey, thanks so much for checking out Too Many Podcasts. And a special thanks to my guest, Deanne Goodman. And be sure to check out her podcast, In Happier News. And congratulations to her and her family on her upcoming birth. You know, the name Sherpa works well as a good middle name for a boy or a girl. You know, you can listen to me on Pocket Casts, Anchor, Spotify, Breaker, and Radio Public. I'll be on Google Podcasts and Apple Podcasts hopefully very soon. They're still trying to clear me from what my lawyers can only refer to as the pudding incident. Hey, if you don't hate social media, check out Too Many Podcasts on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I even have a Facebook group page called People of the Pods. Once we hit 50 members, the fun will start. First thing we'll do is paperclip chain contests. Oh, okay, I might need to improve on that a little bit. But anyway, if you'd like to recommend podcasts, or if you host a podcast and you'd like to be on my show, or you have comments or questions, feel free to contact me at jimthepodcastsherpa@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. You know that. You can also leave voicemails for me through the Anchor app. If you'd like to donate to the show, thanks for clicking the button. The show is always free, but your contribution is appreciated if you want to. All information on today's show is on the show notes, or as I like to call them, the Sherpa Sheet. Show notes? Sherpa Sheet? This sounds like a future topic for podcast pointers. Anyway, I will see you next time on Mount Podcastia, and as we Sherpas like to say, how many times must I tell you your water bottle isn't waterproof? Enjoy your day. Thanks for listening. Stay positive, and viva la Sherpalution.